Hi, my name is Beth Bronson, and I'm running for Orange County Commissioner of District 2. I have been a lifelong resident of the county, from growing up in the rural buffer to graduating from UNC, and now I've bought my first home in the Eflin Cheeks area. Been working with neighbors and engaging with local offices on issues that directly impact me. That's led to serving on the Board of Adjustments, the Planning Board for the past couple of years. I want to bring that dedication and this perspective that I have to the commissionership. My campaign is building on a few issues, right? First of which, responsible growth means sustainable growth. Simultaneously, environmental and watershed protections are a cornerstone of this county's identity. And lastly, we need locally grown policies that work for everyone. We need a Board of Commissioners that plans for growth in a way that preserves our unique rural character while also supporting new and innovative economic opportunities. Growth doesn't have to mean losing what makes this place special. We have to have strategic land use decisions. We need transparent zoning rules, and we need to work across the county to prepare for long-range plans. While new commercial development does have the potential to boost us economically, making sure that those proposals aren't leaving out the residents who are already here, making this area what it is. Living here, I've seen how valuable our natural areas are to both residents and visitors. We adore our land and waterways, and I really do believe that Orange County is one of the more beautiful parts of North Carolina. County government should be responsible and accessible. People from every township and background need to know that they have a role to play, especially when it comes to representing people who need it the most. We need leadership that's going to be receptive, willing to bring information to our regional and state leaders, and even if that means going out into the community and finding issues that we need to bring to Raleigh to advocate for on behalf of our constituents. Proactive outreach in all corners of the county is just one way that I hope to bring a fresh outlook. It's finding ways to meet people where they're at and bringing information to them so that everyone can feel that they have a chance to participate. For me, this means showing up for the whole community, right? And seeking opportunities to advocate for resources and policies that better serve Orange County. What sets me apart is both my longstanding roots in the area and my track record of public service. I've got over a decade of being involved in both partisan and nonpartisan grassroots volunteer work. I've been actively involved in local advisory roles. Before that, I did help lead a local effort to protect my future and my neighbors from overpromises made by local officials. When speculative development showed up in Western Orange County, I couldn't wait for someone to explain it to me. I had to teach myself how to read governing documents, how to interpret long-range plans. These experiences have been invaluable towards understanding the drive that our residents have to protect themselves, their neighbors, and also witnessing how these issues that we face are ever-changing in their complexities. I believe that everyone in this race is more than qualified to take on the job. There's no doubt about that. I've entered this commissioner's race to provide a fresh perspective that I believe the county would benefit from. I don't see it as a detriment to be new to the game. I see it as an opportunity. I can certainly appreciate that the Board of Commissioners has had to address complex affordability challenges. At the same time, I think that there's a lot of important work ahead of us. Balancing a budget while continuing to fund critical services isn't going to be easy. It's going to reflect a commitment, our commitment, to support residents who need it most. Harnessing existing initiatives that improve housing affordability, transportation access, and equitable opportunities countywide is the best way that leaders will be able to navigate these future challenges. I believe Orange County has done an excellent job voicing our support and our opposition to the recent changes on a state and federal level. Local government is where most of us actually experience democracy. While counties are limited by state law in what we can and cannot control, that makes transparency and trust even more important. Good local governance should never feel like something that's happening to you. When people feel shut out or confused, confidence in government erodes. Leadership should look like the promotion of civic engagement, ensuring county processes are transparent, and using local voices to uphold democratic values. As we enter a time where national politics occupies so much of our news cycle, it's up to county leadership to stand up for fairness, transparency, and advocating for the protections of all community members. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to see someone who genuinely represents Orange County and District 2. This county has always been my home, and I'm fiercely going to support strategic initiatives that are trying to lift every voice. Residents should feel confident that I'll listen and that I'll work to represent their interests. Whether your family has been here for generations or you've recently joined our community, I just want my community to know that I'll represent their best interests and bring data-driven inquiry to the Board of Commissioners. If you work here, raise a family here, or plan to grow old here, you do deserve to be able to stay here. We have a responsibility to care for residents that need assistance in all manner of ways. And as a commissioner of District 2, I can't promise everything, but I can promise how I show up. Above all, I think it's important that voters know that I will approach this role with care, collaboration, and a deep respect for the responsibility that it carries.